You're going to talk to me today about the first person, black person, to join the police department in Las Vegas.
So, to say it that way, sometimes it's disputed if he was the first, but what he was specifically was the first one who lasted with any tenure, meaning he spent 31 years here, to be exact. Herman Moody. Herman L. Moody started in 1946 with the old city of Las Vegas Police Department. And I remember the stories where he would have to oftentimes work by himself without a partner. He didn't work in areas other than areas where blacks lived and or played. Couldn't arrest white people back then at that time. And then, of course, as time progressed, the city started to grow and mature a bit. Then he was able to work in other areas. But I can just envision him back in 1946, 1947, a good-looking man out of the United States Navy after having served in World War II, and proud, loved his people, loved his family. So when I had talked to him about policing, how he policed from a position which we now, ironically, try to use in policing called community-oriented policing. That was just the way he did policing. There wasn't a special name to it. It wasn't some phrase someone had to coin. It was getting to know the people in the neighborhood, you know, building trust with people, and having people come to you when something has occurred. That's why he was effective. And time, because of his effectiveness, when an opportunity came, he was put into the detective bureau. He actually retired from the detective bureau. But on his way to the detective bureau, I know he had to stop in the traffic because I saw pictures of him with his motorcycle gear, you know, and riding a police motorcycle. So